T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You're listening to The Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio and Sneaky Joe DiBiase on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Well, it is a Friday here on The Extra Point Show. Welcome in, Sal Capaccio, Sneaky Joe DiBiase. And oftentimes on a Friday, we'll start with what happened last night in the NFL. And we have to today. Can't start anywhere else today, Joe. Have to start with what happened with situation with Tua Tagovailoa last night. I know you've been talking about it with Howard and Jeremy all morning anyway, but you know, obviously the rest of the country is still talking about this. When it happened, it was obviously super scary. There was a lot of talk about it last night. Unfortunately, not enough talk about it at halftime from the Amazon people. I believe they did a better job of that after the game. I didn't listen a ton after the game, but I listened in. I was trying to wait for the press conference. I don't think McDaniel was great in the press conference, to be honest with you.
No.
I didn't think he was, you know, I don't think that necessarily was satisfactory from what people wanted to hear.
I guess what did we want to hear, though, from him?
Yeah, right. I mean, that's right. I mean, what did we expect? I'm not really sure.
Right, maybe that's a different question. What we wanted to hear maybe was, hey, guys, we know you all saw it. We screwed up. We did the wrong thing.
Right, wasn't going to do that.
Right. The expectation is probably what he said.
Yeah.
I don't know that I want to blast him anyway. I mean, I'm not absolving him if it comes out that Tua, in any way, the concussion protocol he went through wasn't complete. But if, you know, the independent neurologist is in charge of checking the boxes, like Albert Breer was tweeting, and like they checked the box on, didn't show any signs on the field, which is incredible if that happened. I guess if he passed the protocols and that's being handled by the team doctors and the independent neurologist, like what is McDaniel supposed to do at that point? I guess, like,
right.
Does he sit Tua?
No.
I know what the doctor said, but look, I mean, did you see it? Like, I'm gonna keep him on the bench. He could have, I guess, but I think it's a tough spot.
And then,
for the coach.
Right, and then the doctors come and say, but well, he is cleared, right? If they say
right.
that,
I think the process is here
between the doc. It's really on more the medical staff and the team doctors and the independent neurologist. And really, what was that all like? Because I'll keep referring to this. It was said he was being evaluated for head injury.
Yeah.
Now it is possible
the team said it.
That's right. It was tweeted out when it happened. It is possible there is a. There is a world here where we live that says, yeah, we checked him for a head injury, but it really wasn't the head. Like, that can happen. There's no doubt. I think, though, after what we all saw and then the turnaround to the game, that's what's not sitting well. What's not sitting well with me is the same thing that I said to you and Jeremy and Howard in the 7 o'clock hour when I was on with you guys, which is last night to me just really was a really horrible night for football. It was horrible. It was horrible for the NFL. It's a primetime game. It's a showcase game. All of this is happening. You never want to see that. Anytime there's injuries like this, it's already horrible. Like Taron Johnson laying on the field. Dane Jackson laying on the field. And Micah Hyde. Like all those things. That's the case. When you see something like that, it just reminds you of how violent of a sport it is. And, you know, we know that that's already something that's been talked about a lot and movies made about it and all the different aspects that can come from playing football. So we know that. We know the inherent risks that come along with it. And we're still learning a lot about that. But last night, I think because of the discussion, it goes beyond football's a violent game and you can get hurt. It's the discussion of how these things are treated and the science and the data and the approaches to these things. And last night seems like an epic failure for people who've made a lot of advancements and for the game that's made of a lot of advancements, it seems like we got set back last night. That's what bothers me. And I said to you guys, I'm an advocate for football. I love football. I love the game. I think it teaches you so much. I want people to play. I want kids to play. I want to encourage kids to play. But let's do it knowing what the risks are and trying to do our best to make sure that we make everybody as safe as possible with understanding the risks and embracing the data and not ignoring it. Because how many years did we ignore it, right? How many years did people say, oh, yeah, well, you're going to get playing football. Get back out there, kid. Right?
Right.
We don't do that anymore, Joe. We say, hey, let's take what we know and say, how can we make it so you're not put at risk as much? And I want to be able to do that. But last night is kind of like you're asking the people at the highest of levels to set the model and the example, and it didn't happen. And that's what bothers me.
Yeah. I wonder, like maybe a lot of people do, does he play last night if he's not a quarterback? Does he go back in against the Bills if he's not a quarterback? Like, it comes down to me, if protocol wasn't followed as seriously as it could, why? And you could very quickly get to, well, because he's the quarterback, the team would have wanted him back out there and exhaust all measures to make sure that he is out there. But I do think the larger problem is it comes from the league. It comes from what the protocols are, and while they are more serious than they've ever been, that doesn't mean that they're adequate, that they're at a point to where they should be. Because that look on Sunday, when his knees buckle and he goes to the ground, everyone knew what they were seeing. Everyone, after seeing his head hit the back of the turf as hard as it did, after Matt Milano pushed him to the ground, you knew what it was. Like, you didn't need to be, you know, you didn't need an MRI to kind of figure that one out. And even if you did have confirmation from whatever, the MRI or the player especially, I that's what I hope. I hope that they don't just entrust the player as much as maybe they did in the past. Mm-hmm. Because all of those guys are gonna exaggerate the truth a little bit to the, oh, I'm fine. I'm completely fine.
It's the old, you have to protect the player from himself. It's right. The old thing. We all know that, and players have said that of course, they're going to want to play.
Exactly, and I'm very interested to find out what this NFLPA investigation finds out, if anything. Like, I want to know to what extent did the Dolphins not protect Tua from himself, and to what extent did the NFL concussion protocols let him down? Because one of those two things happened. Either the league's protocols let him down, or the Dolphins let him down. Mm. It could be a combination of both, even. But one of those two things absolutely happened.
We hope Tua's okay. It was a horrifying scene last night to see that. And, of course, now a lot of people have to answer for what happened. It is the talk that's happening around the country today. Basically, what happened with Tua Tagovailoa last night and on the heels of having that situation on Sunday and playing in the second half of the Bills game and then the short turnaround and him going on the field. Their next game is in 10 days. It will be October 9th. They take on the New York Jets. That's a Sunday game. And we're still unclear. We don't know as we sit here, Joe, what the outcome is here. Like, what happens that game? Is he actually going to play football?
Would that be unbelievable?
Would it? I don't know. Given what we know about how they've said, and he was cleared and he's going through the process, is it possible? It's certainly possible to me that he plays in that game, as I sit here now, and people say, well, we understand the questions, but we went through the process and he's okay.
I think I agree with what Jeremy said this morning,
which
that
is
the league will change their concussion protocols
in some
this.
Way.
Yeah, because the NFL, they are not afraid to make changes, but they are almost always reactionary. Mm-hmm. They are very rarely proactive. And you have something like this happen before you get to, in this case, a concussion protocol that maybe is warranted. So because the league's been so reactionary to things in the past, and, you know, depending, again, what investigation comes out with, it doesn't even matter. Today, what they care the most about, for me, and they've proven this over time, is not about the morality of things. It's about perception. It's about PR and perception. And their perception today is taking a hit.
Mm-hmm.
It's taking a hit that they don't really care as much about concussions as they lead on. So, what
or
would the
player
league,
safety in general.
Or player safety in general. So, I'm not even saying they'll do it because they even necessarily care about the player safety element of it. I think they'll change because it'll make them look better. It'll make them look better. If they come out that might be too quick. If they come out on Monday or Tuesday with, these are changes we're making to concussion protocols. If you show an obvious sign of, like, if you're, maybe even they detail it. Make it descriptive.
Isn't that
be specific.
Isn't that what Albert Breer tweeted that was already supposed to happen?
It was. I got to look at his tweet again.
Because Howard was explaining it. I did not see this tweet this morning. I was on my way here. In the meantime, while you look that up, let's get connected with our fans this morning. Sal Capaccio here, Sneaky Joe DiBiase. Let's also tell you what we got going on. Sean McDermott's going to join us, the Bills head coach, at about 10:30, 10:35, somewhere in there. So we'll have the Bills head coach as we normally do on a Friday. We'll get an injury update and what it's going to be like taking on the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson, and especially considering what the weather might be. Speaking of weather, Patrick Hammer, WGRZ-TV Channel 2 Chief Meteorologist, joins us at 11:30 today. He will give us an update on what exactly we are to expect from the Baltimore weather on Sunday. All right, let's get connected with our fans here. It's brought to you by the law firm of Gelber and O'Connell. We take your personal injury case personally. Mike in Pittsford is first up. Hi, Mike. You're on WGR. Mike, you there?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks.
I'm actually from Kitchener, Ontario, Canada. But anyway,
sorry.
My point is, play competitive hockey, probably got concussions 40 years ago before they knew what it was about. Son played university football, probably had concussions once again before they took it serious. What happened last week as a Buffalo Bills fan and season ticket holder, or a Kansas City Chiefs fan, or a Baltimore Ravens, any of the top teams that have the top quarterbacks, if that would have been Josh Allen and the Bills put him back in, I probably would have given up my season tickets. Because to wait 17 years for a franchise quarterback and then to risk everything on two quarters of football is ridiculous.
Mike, thanks for the phone call.
Well, I guess
I don't know if it matters who the player is, but I understand your point, what you're making, and getting upset about that. But nobody in that situation, I guess, should have been on the field, whether what position they're playing.
No, that's right. But you could come down to, like, screw the league protocols. We're being safe because we're going to be extra conservative because of who this player is and what he means to the organization. So even though this is when we get back to McDaniel, is there any argument to be made that, even though he cleared concussion protocol, technically speaking, and he was cleared to return to the game, is there any notion that McDaniel should still have not have played him? I don't know. Maybe there is an argument. Maybe there is an argument of, because who he is, of, listen, I saw your knees buckle. I saw your knees buckle, and I know you want to go back in, but you mean so much to this organization right now that we are going to be cautious, and we are going to be as cautious as possible for as well as you can. Forget about this game. Forget about this game. Because we're talking about head injuries, potentially. Neck injuries. We're not talking about, you know, a sprained wrist or something. I guess for quarterback, that's a bad injury example to use. But I don't know. Like, to me, that sounds like blame being put on the team for not thinking about the long-term health of their player. And again, any player, that should be the case. Quarterback, the value to the organization. Yeah, if that happened with my team, I think we'd all be PO'd about it.
Yeah, and thanks for the call, by the way. I appreciate it. I've seen a lot of different responses from Dolphins fans, by the way. Now, we all know the way this works, right? That's their team. They're going to defend their coach, their organization. Like, that's just what happens.
Yeah.
And generally, fans are going to do that. They're just blinded by their love for their organization and their team, and they're going to do that. And, you know, people are going to try in some way to say it's not on us and on them. They follow the rules, whatever. There have been plenty of Dolphins fans, though, I have heard from, seen on Twitter, social media, who are pretty upset today or last night about this, and also saying kind of what Mike just said, our caller, which is, I'd be really mad at my own organization if this happened.
Yeah.
And I've heard from people like that.
Take the situation and put it in your own shoes.
Right.
Put it in your own shoes if you're a Bills fan. If that, like the caller just said, if that did happen to Josh Allen, Allen slams his head on the back of the field, and he gets up, and his knees buckle, and he does exactly what Tua did on Sunday, and he leaves the game. And then At halftime, you find out he cleared concussion protocol. Do you want him back in the game? After seeing what happened to him 20 minutes before, do you want him back in the game? And I think my answer is no.
No.
I think any, and again, I'm using Allen because he's a quarterback and the caller did. Any player.
Right.
Any player where you see that happen, it's clear and obvious. Like, right? Isn't that right. The letter of the law for so many rules
we
in
have
the NFL?
We have had players who have been evaluated for head injury who came back in the game, but it's not like what you're saying, the clear and obvious, like the stumbling around. It's, hey, I'm on the sidelines, all of a sudden I'll have communication from the Bills to say, hey, by the way, this guy's being evaluated for head injury. I'm like, oh, because you didn't know. You didn't know anything that happened necessarily, right? And then, yeah, maybe he hit his head or somebody said saw something on the field. The independent neurologist said, let's check that guy. And it's possible they can get evaluated and then go back in. But what we're talking about here is a clear and obvious sign. And by the way, again, let me reiterate the major point here, okay? The team announced he was being evaluated for head injury last Sunday.
Yeah.
They announced it. Not Sal on the sidelines from making it up. Or Melanie Collins, I believe it was. Is that her name? I think it was on the sidelines for CBS.
Yeah.
She didn't make it up. Like, anybody, we were there. We got the communication from the team officials at Hard Rock Stadium being evaluated for a head injury. And then, oh no, it's a back. That part just doesn't sit well with me. John in a car. Hi, John. You're on the Extra Point Show.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. There's really a bunch of layers to this thing. I mean, number one, the only possible explanation here is that they didn't look at the video or didn't consider the video, whether that was the neurologist or whether that was the team physician. But you couldn't have possibly watched the video and checked that box. No. All right. That's point one. Point two, anybody who's had a bad back knows that if your back locks up, if you have a spasm in your back, if you have a tweak in your back, when you start to fall down to the ground, you do not just upright pop yourself back up. That's clear. There's no issue. There's no possibility. That was as a result of a back issue. And then I guess the third point is, even if you have, by the letter of the law, cleared a concussion protocol, somebody after the fact, whether it was the neurologist, the team physician, if they didn't see the video beforehand, they should have seen the video afterwards. They should have known that a back problem doesn't just cause you to pop back up. And they should have reevaluated and said, you know what, guys, I know we cleared the protocol, but there is another issue here that we ought to consider. That should have happened even regardless of the protocol. These guys are in danger out there. They got to be safer, and there really needs to be more focus on it.
Yeah, thanks for the phone call. We'll take one more here before we move on. Sean McDermott at the bottom of the hour. John in Wisconsin. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. I was just calling in about a memory. Wasn't there a Patriots game, home Patriots game, maybe in Josh's second season where he's driving down the field, takes a hit to the head, mm-hmm. leaves the game, and Barkley comes back in? And then Allen was back, I think, the next game, and did he have to sit out the rest of the game, or did the coaches keep him out for his own safety?
I don't know. I don't want to, but I don't know. He was being evaluated, and he was in concussion protocol, which meant he got a concussion, which means I'm sure that he was out for the rest of the game.
All right. Thanks, guys.
I hope that answers your question, but yeah, Barkley finished that game. Josh did play later. The Bills do have one player in concussion protocol right now. That's Ryan Bates.
Yeah.
And Ryan Bates can play Sunday if he clears concussion protocol, but they didn't play last night. Like, Tua was Sunday to Thursday. This is Sunday to Sunday. So, you know, we'll see. I want to leave time for Sean McDermott here. So go ahead. You have anything on this? You look like you want to say something. I don't know. The Albert Breer thing.
I did. I have both of those. So okay. I have one, the details on that Allen Patriots game.
Yeah.
Allen did not clear protocol by the end of the game.
There you go.
And I'm reading a story from NFL.com that week that while Allen remains in protocol, Coach Sean McDermott added that if Allen clears before next Sunday's game, he'd be comfortable starting him against Tennessee. So that's the week after, though. That's not to the caller's question about, like, in the game. The Albert Breer tweet. Albert Breer tweeted the step two from the SCAT test that the doctors use to assess NFL players, which is used to determine whether to clear the player to return to the game or to rule them out. And there are five things that you have to answer yes or no to. And I don't know the mechanism here, though. If one gets answered yes, I would imagine if one of these gets answered yes, then they're out. Lying motionless on the playing surface. Okay, no on Tua. Balance, gait difficulties, motor incoordination, stumbling, slow labored movements. That's a yes from that video. Disorientation or confusion or an inability to respond appropriately to questions. We would know the answer to that. That would probably happen behind the scenes. Blank or vacant look. Again, we would know. Facial injury after head trauma. The second one, though, is all you need. We all saw that the answer to balance, gait difficulties, motor incoordination, stumbling, slow labored movements. We all saw that. We all could have filled that out as yes.
I was 20 yards away from that happening. I saw it. I was right there. When he was down, the first thing I noticed was him sitting up in an upright position on his butt.
Right.
And he took his hands and he put it on his helmet.
Yes.
My first thing was, oh, something wrong with his head. Because you know how, like, I'll describe it like Joe. He was almost like knocking the cobwebs out, so to speak. Like, he put his hands up and he kind of hit him. He hit himself in the head.
Yeah.
And then he adjusted his face mask.
Yes.
And I'm thinking to myself, oh, I've been around football enough in my life to know something's going on with his head.
I mentioned that the NFL is going to want to see perception or something change after this, like whether it's changing rules or not. Could come down to somebody falls on the sword for it. And if somebody falls on the sword for this, there were a lot of people calling for someone to be fired last night, right? On Twitter?
Yeah, sure.
If someone's getting fired, it's whoever answered no to that question. How in the hell does that answer get... How does that get answered?
The answer
no?
of the question is...
You were 20 yards away, not with him, and you could have clearly and obviously answered it yes.
100%. The first thing I thought of, and I'm telling you, I looked at Melanie Collins. We're both doing the game. We're standing right there, and I said, oh my God, that's awful. Like, we both had this look on our face like, this is bad, real bad. And that was my first inclination. Something's going on with his head. He knows it. And then he got up, and then he stumbled. All right, we're going to move on to talk about the game itself a little bit. We got a lot to get to on the Bills game itself on Sunday. We also have to get to all the games going on this weekend, the weather in Baltimore. But up next, Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott joins us, his weekly radio segment. We'll talk about the injuries, we'll talk about the weather and facing Lamar Jackson on Sunday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.